Welcome back to the SermonsNow.com studio. I don't think I've ever seen my co-host so excited.
But I'm giddy, man.
We're joined now by Colton Underwood, who, Colton, first of all, thanks for joining us. I'm trying to do the math. 2009, was that your senior year at Washington High School football season? We're talking 10 years ago you were playing in this Washington Metamora game?
I guess time flies, yeah. 10 years, you're making me feel old.
My gosh, so 10 years ago, I remember a goal line stand, Colton Underwood coming over the top and making a tackle. I remember Colton Underwood dancing in the end zone. What did Washington Metamora mean to you as a kid, and how cool is it to come back and see a Washington High School football game tonight, Colton?
Ah, man, I feel really fortunate that, you know, coming back home, my cousin actually gets married tomorrow, but, you know, coming back home on a Metamora Washington week was the perfect way to sort of introduce Cassie to the hometown and Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, well, Cassie's in for a big crowd. Both teams are struggling a little bit this year, but there's something special about Metamora and Washington. Obviously, it's a big part of the Underwood family with your dad and your brother and yourself. And just tell us a little bit about, can you imagine the guy who's coming back today? Because I mentioned, my daughter never listens to this radio show. She and all her friends are listening today because Colton Underwood, The Bachelor's on. I mean, who is this guy returning to the sidelines today? How do you describe who you are right now, Colton?
Oh, man. I mean, it's sort of, you know, sitting here and sitting in Washington and having Cassie come back, you know, it's been so life-changing over these last, like you said, 10 years. I mean, all the way going from, you know, from high school to playing at Illinois State and, you know, being on the practice squad in the NFL to somehow landing on, you know, the number one show on ABC. I don't really know how life changes, you know, so quickly without you realizing it. But, you know, it's been such a fun ride. And I think, you know, having my family and friends and the support system that I've had from like a small town of Washington has been one of like the best part of it. You know, it's helped me, you know, help keep me grounded and really just been a fun sort of surreal last year.
Where are you taking Cassie? What does Cassie need to see when she comes to Washington and Central Illinois?
Well, we spent a lot of time with my family last time we went to eat, and then this morning we actually went fishing. We rode the ATVs around and took her to the square up and went to the candy store and shopped a little bit. You know, she loves it. She thinks it's, you know, it's such a quiet, so simple. Life is very simple here, and it's great.
How often are you guys getting stopped for pictures around here now?
I mean, obviously here, I feel like I know everybody in town, right, or vice versa. You know, I feel like everybody knows everybody around here. So it happens more often out here, and especially in Illinois or in other states, than it does back in L.A. for sure.
So now you've been on, well, you started on The Bachelorette, one of the contestants, one of the 25 guys, right? Then you were on Bachelor in Paradise, had a stint there, and then you became The Bachelor. You've been on all three. How did you get involved with this franchise in the first place? Whose idea was it? Was it yours? Was it a friend recommending you to it? How did the whole Colton even joining The Bachelor franchise begin?
Well, so to be honest with you, I was sort of in a weird place after my exit with the Raiders, and then, you know, I had a breakup shortly thereafter that, and I was sort of in a weird place in my life, and I told my dad, I was like, listen, I've played football for nearly 17 years, I dedicated my whole life to it, and I really passed on a lot of cool experiences in college, whether it was going out and partying and stuff, so I was like, I just want to take a year to myself, I want to take a year to really figure out what I like, and somehow, it was almost like a godsend that, you know, I like walked past the Hard Rock in Hard Rock Cafe in downtown Denver, and they're having a casting call, and the next thing you know, I'm walking out of a limo and saying hi to The Bachelorette. So, I would say sort of by accident.
At any point in any of those shows, The Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, The Bachelor, did you say, what the heck am I doing? You know, what happened to that kid from Washington?
All the time, right?
Was there ever a time you said, get me out of this?
Oh, I mean, I feel like there's definitely moments that are very overwhelming, and it still even happens. I mean, Cass and I talk about that. That's something that we have in common is, there's moments where life gets crazy, it gets a little overwhelming, and you get some like social anxiety because your life sort of flips upside down. But I'll definitely say during filming too, there's times that, you know, I'm traveling to Thailand, Singapore, and I'm like, man, I grew up in a small town in Illinois. I don't know how I ended up here, but there is definitely those moments.
Does Cassie realize how big a deal you were in Washington? I mean, she's going to find out tonight how big high school football is. But, I mean, you were one of the best stars in Washington. You became an All-American at Illinois State. Do you brag about that? First of all, you should. And second of all, does she realize how, I mean, I would be excited if you were coming back had this whole Bachelor thing had not even happened.
Like, was it your first one-on-one date, basically, when you decided to throw in the mention that you were a high school football star, ISU star? Like, how soon into it?
Oh, you know what? Honestly, I didn't talk the whole time. I get really into depth, you know, with my football career. Not until later in post-show stuff. But, yeah, you know, she was a high school athlete as well, so we definitely bonded over that. She played soccer and volleyball, so she, you know, she has the athletic gene in her, too. So, you know, I think, you know, like I said, I'm very lucky that, you know, Washington's playing Metamora, because I think despite their records and despite how well they're performing, that's always going to be a matchup that's going to be talked about in Central Illinois, just because of the rivalry that dates back, you know, even when my dad is playing. So I can't wait for her to get a taste of the Friday Night Lights tonight.
Hey, real quick, now my daughter Aubrey is watching, and I, you know, she doesn't really like The Bachelor, but she really likes Colton Underwood. And a lot of people do just like you. First of all, say hi to Aubrey. And second of all, why do people like Colton Underwood so much?
Well, hello, Aubrey. You know what? I don't know. I don't know. It's sort of still like that's sort of the surreal thing is, you know, so many people know so much about my life. And I think it's a mix of just, you know, being, you know, not afraid to, you know, say who I am. And I think, you know, looking back, Jim, you asked earlier, you know, like, did you ever expect the Colton from Washington 10 years ago? The answer is no. I mean, I always was very self-conscious and very insecure about a lot of things, but I think this last year sort of just let me be boldly myself. And I'm very proud of, you know, who I've become over these last years, whether it was from sports or any life lessons and hardships along the way, sort of helped shape me into who I am. So I just hope, you know, that encourages anybody who's having any struggles or any self-doubt that, you know, you can be yourself and you can be different, and everybody has their own life and needs to really just figure out who they are, and sometimes it takes time.
First of all, real quick, I like that my daughter likes you, by the way, Colton. I say you're liking a guy with a good message. Yeah. So go on, Tim.
Like, listen to what he's saying too. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
That.
Amen.
Yeah. Kind of on that note too. I would be killed at home if I didn't mention that my wife also loves you. She's the one that is tweeting you pictures all the time of her standing next to like this fat head of you. Like they made like a fat head of you. So if you ever see that in your mentions, okay. That's her. So just maybe throw it a like, maybe give it a thank you, an acknowledgement.
If I see that in my mentions, I'll definitely throw in a like. You know, I on Twitter, I like to tweet and get out of it. You know, I don't spend a ton of time on that, but you know, if I see it, I'll definitely throw it a like.
All right, good. Again, I had to mention that because she absolutely loves you to the point where it even makes me a little bit jealous, and I like you a lot.
Well, hey. I'll make sure I say hello to her, too.
All right. Real quick, Colton, I know it helped a little bit with your Colton Underwood Legacy Foundation. I know that's still going strong. And I remember telling you early on, I was like, man, you're really good at this marketing. And you've marketed yourself really well, and I tip my hat to that. But you continue to do great work for charity, don't you?
Thank you. Well, yeah. I mean, that started, like I said, from friends and family and sort of coming from that small town. And even when I had, you know, the little platform I did with playing in the NFL, I always felt like it was very important to bring the community along or share it with them or have their support and really give back. And with my Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, you know, it's been a very interesting, challenging year because I never built it to be a national nonprofit.
Right.
I built it to help out, you know, the Peoria chapter, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and the CF Clinic in the Children's Hospital of Peoria. So this year has been very interesting, a lot of changes, and it's been great. You know, the show has obviously helped so many people living with cystic fibrosis. And I went from throwing a youth football camp to now I'm giving away and raffling a Jeep just like mine. So
that's cool.
It's been great. Yeah. And it's all on ColtonsLegacy.org if anybody's interested. So it's been an awesome year.
Hey, real quick, you're going to the football game tonight. Are you going to jump over the fence? Or are you just going to go through the gate?
I was trying to avoid the fence. How many times have you heard the fence joke at this point?
Yeah, you know what? I've heard the fence joke a lot, and you know, I always tell people I would have preferred to always use the gate, but I didn't see the button or I didn't see the door, so I just had to do what I had to do.
It wouldn't have been nearly as memorable if you would have just opened it up. It would have been pretty anticlimactic. Real quick, Colton, is Cassie next to you right now?
She is. You guys are on speakerphone. She's right here.
Okay, because I was going to... Hi, Cassie. I was going to throw out this whole perhaps elaborate idea, you know, something about, like, during halftime, go out onto the field, big romantic gesture. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you. I don't know if you had that planned already.
Hey, Cassie, what do you think of Washington?
I like it. It's so cute. I like how slow and, like, it's very pretty.
Yeah, I grew up in Morton, not too far away, but the square in Washington is just kind of an old-time USA. And, boy, I'll tell you what, Colton was a great kid in high school, and we loved covering him in high school and college, and we're thrilled he's back in town with you, but we're just thrilled Colton's back in town. He's done so much for charity, and he's a great man. So we're hoping for the best for you guys, and if you're ever filling out wedding invitations, don't forget us, all right, Colton?
We will.
Hey,
gotcha.
Hey, Cassie, have a great weekend. Colton, we sure appreciate your time today, and prediction for Washington Metamora tonight?
Man, I'm actually going to go with the same score, I believe, that we had when it was my senior year, 28-7. The Panthers are going to take it.
That sounds good. Hey, Colton, welcome back to town. Have a great weekend, and we're proud of the man you've become. You've done a lot of good, and we're really proud of that. And like I said, I don't really like my daughter watching The Bachelor, but I was really proud when she watched and said that Colton Underwood's a good guy, because you really are. So have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks, Colton.
Thank you, Jim, and go Panthers.
All right, indeed.